Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, word nerds. How are you doing? Welcome to another episode of The Dictionary. If you don't know, it's the podcast where Spencer reads the dictionary and then sometimes talks about it and sometimes other things happen. And I think I have a sneeze. I sure did. Okay, so the first word in this episode is council, C-O-U-N-S-E-L. By the way, the council in the last episode was spelled C-O-U-N-C-I-L. Confusing? Probably. This is the first form, noun from the 13th century, 1A, advice given, especially as a result of consultation. You hire somebody to be your consultant, and they will counsel you on that stuff. 1B, a policy or plan of action or behavior. 2, synonyms are deliberation and consultation. 3A is archaic, and the synonym is purpose. I still don't know what my counsel in life is. 3B, guarded thoughts or intentions. 4A is plural, and it looks like we have 4A1 and also 4A2. So 4A1, a lawyer engaged in the trial or management of a case in court. I think what it's saying is the plural of counsel in this case is also just counsel. Sorry about if I was confusing in any way. 4A2, a lawyer appointed to advise and represent in legal matters an individual client or a corporate, and especially a public body. And then 4B, it is the number 2 definition for the word consultant. This is from the Latin consulere, which means to consult. So that's what that is. And my sound effect is going to be Second form of counsel, verb from the 14th century, starting with transitive. The synonym is just advise, as in counseled them to avoid rash actions. And that is a quote from George Orwell. And speaking of George Orwell, I was just looking through Facebook mindlessly, as we like to do, and I came across a photo that somebody posted. Because currently, as I'm recording this, this is when we're dealing with so many things. Banned books is one of them. Mouse was just banned in eighth grade somewhere. The graphic novel Mouse. And so somebody posted a picture. It says, "Happy Banned Books Week. These are the most banned books from public libraries and schools in the U.S. And I believe there are at least 2 of these books are from George Orwell. Speaking of George Orwell, should I read you the rest of them? To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee. The Catcher in the Rye by J.D. Salinger. I should also say, as I read them, I should say if I've read them or not, because some of these I have definitely not read, and I need to. So To Kill a Mockingbird, I did read that in school. The Catcher in the Rye, I also read that. I don't remember them great, but I did read them. The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn by Mark Twain. I think I read that in school. Slaughterhouse-Five by Kurt Vonnegut. I have not read that. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest by Ken Kesey. I did read that in high school. Lord of the Flies. Still have not read that. Animal Farm by George Orwell. Also haven't read that. The Scarlet Letter by Nathaniel Hawthorne. I don't remember if I read that one. honestly. I think I did, but I'm not sure. 1984 by George Orwell. I did read that. And lastly, Fahrenheit 451 by Ray Bradbury. I have not read that. So I have some work to do. And I just wanted to read that because I don't see any reason why those need to be banned. You know, there may be some dated things in there, but that doesn't mean that they need to be banned. I don't think any book should be banned. Oh, we're not gonna go down that road. We're just not gonna go down that road. Okay, let's get back on track. Counsel. The intransitive verb definition is the synonym consult, as in counseled with her husband. She needed to consult with him because they should probably make decisions together. Finances, kids, food, sleeping, toys. I don't know what they counsel about. Next word is counselee. So it's counsel with an E-E added to the end. Noun from 1923. One who is being counseled. Right now, I am counseling you on what I think about things. So you are the counselee, and I am the counselor. We'll get there. Next word is counseling. This can be spelled with one L or two L's. Noun from 1927. Professional guidance of the individual by utilizing psychological methods, especially in collecting case history data or data, using various techniques of the personal interview and testing interests and aptitudes. Next word is counselor, with an O-R at the end, also can be spelled with one or two L's. Noun from the 13th century. One, a person who gives advice or counseling, as in marriage counselor. Two, the synonym is lawyer. Specifically, one that gives advice in law and manages cases for clients in court. Three, one who has supervisory duties at a summer camp. Counselors. There's also junior counselors and counselors and training. And, you know, I hope if you were a kid at camp, I hope you gave your counselor some respect, even though you were probably hard on them. You know, maybe they were cool. I had a really great counselor when I was, I think, 6 years old. I was in a camp, and for whatever reason, I was in a bad mood. Something happened. I don't remember why. They were having bingo, something, and I didn't want to go. And so he made me feel better, and convinced me to go play bingo with the rest of the kids. And I went and I won bingo. I think I won like a pack of gum or something. It was so exciting. Best day of my life. Okay, so counselorship is a noun, and that is all I have to say about that, except the next word, It is counselor at law, three words with hyphens. It is a noun from 1617, and it is just the number two definition for the word counselor, which is lawyer, counselor at law. It would be weird to say lawyer at law, although if you are a counselor at law, I think you should start saying, I'm a lawyer at law. We're already on our last word. We have two forms in this episode. They are very long, and we have one more form in tomorrow's episode. Okay, it is the word count, C-O-U-N-T. First form, in some dialects, I guess they say kyont? Kyont. Not count? Kyont? Maybe it's just kyont. With that Y sound in there, count. Verb from the 14th century, starting with transitive 1A, to indicate or name by units or groups so as to find the total number of units involved. And then the synonym is just the word number. To indicate or name by units or groups. We're numbering things. I'm gonna number all the things there, and we're gonna number the pages. And they're it's counting. They're counting. It's a count of pages. I don't know if that makes sense. 1B, to name the numbers in order up to and including, as in count 10. That's the example, count 10. 1C, to include in a tallying and reckoning, as in about 100 present counting children. So there were 100 people, and included in that are the children. Maybe there's 30 children and 70 adults, so 100. 1D, to call aloud. And the things that you are calling aloud could be beats or time units, as in count cadence. So, like if you're playing music, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm counting the beats in the song. Also as in count eighth notes. I'm trying to remember, one eanda is 16th notes. Is it one and two and three and four, that would be counting eighth notes. 2A, synonyms are consider and account, as in count oneself lucky. I do count myself lucky. Sometimes you don't always realize it, but I think all of us, a lot of us at least, are luckier than we realize or would like to believe or something. 2B, to record as of an opinion or persuasion, as in count me as uncommitted. 3, to include or exclude by or as if by counting, as in count me in, but I'm uncommitted. Just combining the two examples there. Now we have intransitive. 1A, to recite or indicate the numbers in order by units or groups, as in count by fives. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, and I don't remember how my numbers go after that. 1B, to count the units in a group. 2, to rely or depend on someone or something. This is used with the word on, as in counted on his parents to help with the expenses. Maybe you gotta be a little bit more independent. Maybe don't rely. No, it depends on the situation. I don't know what this guy's situation is like. Maybe he's had a hard go of it, so he needs to rely on them, and he's working his way back up so he can pay them back later. Yeah. Okay. But if somebody's counting on you to do something, if you say you're going to do something, you should probably do it. You got to be accountable. Accountable. 3, the synonyms are add and total, as in it counts up to a sizable amount. 4A, to have value or significance, as in these are the people who really count. These people really have value or significance. Those other people don't. That's what this example is saying. I don't agree with that. I think everybody's got value and significance, but not according to this example. Also as in, his opinions don't count for much. Well, why is that? They're his opinions. They count to him. 4B, to deserve to be regarded or considered, as in a job so easy it hardly counts as work. I think I would like that job. Okay, it's phrase time. The first one is and counting, and that means with more to come, as in business for 50 years and counting. They are expecting to be in business past 50 years. Maybe it's already 51. Good for them. Congratulations. I am on episode 1100 plus and counting. They're still happening. Next phrase is count heads or count noses. And that means to count the number present. And I have to believe that It's a regional thing. If you say count heads or count noses, I have never heard of count noses before. If somebody said that, hey, go count noses, I'm like, why do you want me to count the noses? Do some people have two noses or no noses? Why do you need an accurate count of noses? And the last phrase is count on, and it means to look forward to as certain. To look forward to as certain. The synonym is anticipate, as in counted on winning. Second form of count. This is the very last one. Again, we have a bunch of definitions. Noun from the 14th century. 1a, the action or process of counting. 1b, a total obtained by counting. And the synonym is tally. 2 is archaic. 2a, the synonyms are reckoning and account. 2b, synonyms are consideration and estimation. 3a, synonyms are allegation and charge. Specifically, one separately stating the cause of action or prosecution in a legal declaration or indictment, as in guilty on all counts. 3b, a specific point under consideration, and the synonym is the word issue. 4, the total number of individual things in a given unit or sample obtained by counting all or a subsample of them, as in bacteria count. I don't want to count no bacteria. 5a, the calling off of the seconds from 1 to 10 when a boxer has been knocked down. Like, if they get down to 0, they are down for the count. 5b, the number of balls and strikes charged to a baseball batter during one turn, as in, the count stood at 3 and 2. That would be 3 balls and 2 strikes. That's a full count. Is that what they say? It's full, which means that as long as they don't hit a foul, then whatever happens next is something's going to happen. They're either going to get the fourth ball, which means they walk, or the third strike, which means they're out, or they're going to hit it and they're going to try to run around the bases. That's baseball. Oh, it said baseball. 5B, the synonym is score, as in tied the count with a minute to play. That must have been exciting. 6A, a measurement of the thickness or fineness of yarn by determining the number of hanks or yards per pound it produces. Thickness or fineness of yarn by determining the number of hanks or yards per pound it produces. It's all yarn. It's counting it in a different way. And 6B, the number of threads per square inch in a cloth. Oh yeah, like sheets, they have a count, a thread count. And supposedly the higher the number, the softer it is or something like that. I don't know. I've never done a scientific experiment of how they all feel. But you know, that's what they say. High count is a good count. That's the phrase. So I don't know. I have no idea what these sheets are. I think they're two count. Okay, so the words in this episode were counsel, counsel, counselee, counseling, counselor, counselor at law, count, and count. Well, there is not a lot to choose from, and I think I'm just going to have to pick count as the word of the episode. What do I like? The verb or the noun? I'll pick the noun, and if you couldn't tell, my sound effect was the count from Sesame Street, because he loves to just count numbers. 5 bats, 5 bats, I don't know, there's no song for that. Okay, I think I'm going to end this episode there. Thank you very much for listening, and until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.